Hi, is this Brian?
Yes.
Hi, my name's Jessica. I'm calling on a recorded line in regards to the Maryland abuse lawsuit. Have you gotten an attorney already to assist you?
No.
No? Okay. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria here to participate?
Yes.
And I know you said you don't have an attorney, but just to make sure you didn't sign anything electronically or via mail with anyone?
No.
No. Okay. And then is the claim for yourself or is it on behalf of a loved one?
For myself.
Self. Okay. I'm sorry to hear. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And then, did you ever receive money from anyone regarding this claim in the past?
Excuse me, I didn't understand what you're saying.
Have you ever received any money from anyone regarding this in the
No,
past?
ma'am. No,
No.
ma'am.
Okay, sorry. And then, do you know anyone else who's seeking justice for their abuse or needs assistance?
No, ma'am.
No. Okay, no worries. And then next year, we'll go through the abuse section here. Have you ever been a registered sex offender?
Have I ever been one? No.
No? Okay. And then did the abuse you experience involve someone affiliated with an institution, school, or church while you were under their care?
An institution.
An institution? Okay. Yeah, I'm so sorry to hear. Do you know what facility you were at?
I was at two different ones. I was at Shotlaham for boys.
It's called Shotlaham.
Shotlaham for boys, yeah.
Shotlaham.
And
Okay,
I
let
was at training school for boys.
training school. Let me see if I can find the first one here.
One of them was 2400 Club Hill Road, and I think the other one was in Shetland, Maryland, or Bowie, Maryland, or something like that.
Okay, bear with me. I'm still Oh, Chetlaham. And Chetlaham's with a CH, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I think I was spelling it wrong originally, so bear with me. You think it's on? Because there's a long list here, so just bear with me real fast. I'm trying to read through these to make sure. Let me see if I can find it like this. Both were in Chetlaham.
One was in Club Hill Road. I think that was in it was in Maryland, but I don't know I know it was 2400 Club Hill Road. That was in a county of,
Okay.
like,
Because I do see a Chetlaham Youth Detention Center.
yeah.
Frank Tippett Road. Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
Okay. And then the other one is the Club Hill Road. Is that the training school?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see if I can find it here. Oh, I can't see him. For some reason, I can't find anything with the
I'm
24.
trying to
Let's
think
see.
where it was at. It was training school for boys.
For boys, Maryland.
Man.
No worries. Oh, Old Hartford, no. Oh, special report. Hinkley? Hickey School? Let me see this. Bear with
Yeah,
me.
that's it.
You think Hickey sounds familiar?
Hickey. Yeah.
Okay, bear with me. Let me double check here. Club Hill Road.
Isn't that right?
Oh, yes, facility, yes. Charles H. Hickey Junior School, 2400
Right.
Club Hill Road. Okay.
Right.
So bear with me, Charles. Okay. For some reason, when I on ours, it's giving me 9700 Old Hartford Road. Or do you think
Don't
maybe is a attachment to the school, maybe?
know. Yeah, it might be it. I
Okay,
don't
I'll
know,
put
but I
it.
know that's it, Charles Hickey.
Yeah, I'll put it in the notes here. Bear
Okay.
with me, because there was two locations anyway.
Okay.
One
Thank
moment
you.
here. Absolutely. Charles. Okay. Sorry about that. Okay. So I got that here, and then for the oh, let me get the Chetlaham phone number here. Okay. For the next part here, they want the dates of abuse. So that could be the year that it started.
Well,
First year. Or do you know what age it what you were?
wow, let me see. I was like maybe 12.
12. Okay. What
That would have
year?
been 72.
72, 1972.
And 13, would have been
So,
73.
1973.
And I was back and forth until I was old enough to go to a men's facility.
Okay. So that was 12 to what would have been the age for the men's facility?
I went to the men's facility at Baltimore City Jail when I was 17.
17. So let's see. That's 5 years, so 5, 6, 7. So 1977.
Yep.
Okay.
Back.
So roughly, or excuse me, not roughly, but it started 12 to 17, so 1972 to 1977.
Man.
Okay. And again, I'm so sorry to hear. And I know this next part's maybe hard, so I do apologize in advance. But can you describe for me the abuse that occurred?
I'm gonna say this right. Since I was young, a little boy, I have been tampered with, molested, either one. Constantly. It didn't stop until I was old enough to make it stop.
Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry.
But when I made the stop, I went to jail and stayed for 22 years. I'm 65 now. I've been jailing my whole life.
I'm so sorry. Was the abuse, was it what kind of role was the abuser?
The abuser was.
And this when is I in was, the Chet Laham Youth Center.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I was maybe, when that's back when I was like 11 and 12.
Uh-huh. And I know it's some time ago, but they do need,
they was
if
like,
you remember anything.
It was like housing unit staff, right?
So housing, so was it an employee there? A housing unit staff, the staff people?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know their name? If not, it's okay if you remember the description of them, if they were, you know,
well,
tall.
He was a black man and military style, and at that time I think we were about the same size. But he was real disciplined, you know. He was real disciplined. And he took me to an area to discipline me. And he put a sting in my face, you know.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
And he made me, told me that I didn't.
He what?
Yeah, he said if I didn't do it, he had boys bigger than me that would beat me up.
Did he force you to do it?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And is it oral or was it sex?
It was oral.
Oral. Okay. I'm so sorry that you had to go through that.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And you're very brave for even talking about it. I know this is something, well, I don't personally know, but I do know, I can only imagine what it's like to go through that. So thank you for sharing your story, and I'm hoping that we can help you the best way we can.
Yes.
And I know you said he was black, possibly in the military, very disciplined. Do you remember if he was, like, his approximate age, eye color?
I don't know.
You can't remember. No worries.
Yeah.
If not, it's okay. I know some, you may, you know, want to try to block that out. If you can't remember, just as best as possible, but you can, okay?
Okay.
And you're not sure on the abuser's name?
I'm trying to... I think his name was Sims.
Samuel?
S- Sims.
Sims?
Yes.
Sims, okay. And then, do you remember, best to your knowledge, how many approximate times you were abused during this time frame?
Oh, man. Well, I stayed there like 6 months. No. Don't know. I don't know. I don't know how many times. But I guess whenever he felt, like he wanted to be with me. I don't know. I don't know.
Do you, just best to your knowledge, was it multiple, like 10 times? Five? Six?
I can say about 2 hours that I can directly envision in my mind about 4 or 5 times.
And do you happen to remember where the abuse occurred in the within the facility?
We had private rooms, right? He would take me in there and shut the door.
And then the abuse type was sexual. Did you disclose the abuse to anyone? Did you tell anyone about the abuse? Hello? Ryan? Ryan, can you hear me? Do you have me on mute? Brian? Hello? I can't hear you. I'm going to call you back, okay? From a 949 phone number, if you can hear this. Bye-bye.